Hello, everybody, and welcome to this teaser episode of the Still Loading Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Koval. This little teaser you're about to hear is the first episode of the Patreon-exclusive podcast called Still Bonding, in which my friend Erica Gwynn from the Monster Madness podcast, her and I go into all the James Bond movies. We're going to be releasing them once a month. I mentioned this on a couple episodes. I shouted this out on social media, but if you're interested in this, I'm sharing the first few minutes or so of the episode. And if it interests you, please consider going to my Patreon, patreon.com/stillloadingpod. This will be at the $5 a month level. So at $5 a month, not only will you get this full almost 3 hour long episode, as well, you also get two extra bonus episodes every month. So in total, for that your $5, you will get two bonus episodes plus an episode of Still Bonding every month. So please consider going to patreon.com/stillloadingpod and signing up over there. And with all of that out of the way, here is a little teaser of the first episode of Still Bonding. Thanks for listening. Welcome, everyone, to the first episode of Still Bonding, the only podcast. Well, okay, not the only, but the podcast where two friends bond over 007. With me is my co-host, Erica Gwynn of the Monster Madness podcast. Erica, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing very good, Josh. How are you?
How many Sean Connery impressions can we do in a single episode?
I'm going to do the whole show. Like, I can't do it. I can't do it. Hi.
To reference, I've been talking about that James Bonding podcast to you off mic. They did a whole thing where, like, do you think Sean Connery, when he was still alive, would just look at himself in the mirror and see what weird words he says in his voice? Like, J.D. Power Associates or something.
Weird things like. If I had a voice like Sean Connery and I had played James Bond, I would literally wake up every morning, look in the mirror, brush my teeth, and be like, I'm James fucking Bond. And then go about my day and never worry about a fucking thing. Ever. Ever. Because not only did I have that voice, but I was James damn Bond.
Jane damn Bond. No, James Bond. Sean Connery's voice, it's a weird thing with a lot of the Bond movies. Or a lot of the Bond actors, excuse me, where they kind of, very few of them are actually English. And so they kind of slip in and out of their native accents a lot. So like Sean Connery is Scottish, I want to say.
He is Scottish.
Yeah, he's Scottish. And then you have Pierce Brosnan is Irish. And you can really tell by his last movie, he's just phoning it in because his Irish accent comes out a lot. George Lazenby from On Her Majesty's Secret Service is Australian. And you can kind of hear that in him, in his voice a little bit as well. Very few. I think Roger Moore was English. Timothy Dalton was Welsh, or is Welsh. He's still alive. And Daniel Craig, I believe, is English as well.
Yeah.
So there's very few are actually English. But now, Erica, the reason why we have gathered here this fine evening, is we are going to break down the very first. This is the inaugural episode of the Still Bonding podcast, where once a month for you wonderful patrons, we are going to be breaking down a James Bond movie. And why over on the Still Loading podcast Patreon are we doing a whole series on James Bond? Well, it doesn't really fit with the gaming podcast out on the free feed. It doesn't kind of really fit with that format. But over on Patreon, I can have different shows that I don't necessarily have to keep up as frequent with because it's going to be bonus content for all you wonderful people out there. So, Erica, the reason I invited you on specifically is because, what was it, like last year you started your, like, watching the Bond movies for the first time, or was it 2020?
It was somewhere in the pandemic. I had all of them on my Plex, and it's a very large collection. It's over 20 movies. And I was like, I need to like yeah. watch these. So I started watching them, and I knew you were a fan of the James Bond, you know, series. So I would like basically live text you as I watched. Like, I think I got through a handful of them. I think I got up to Moonraker, I want to say, before I kind of tapped out. And then, you know, just life happened. But yeah, so I'm glad you invited me to do this. It'll give me accountability to actually finish all of them. And it's like a 2-year commitment, at least, to finish all these damn movies.
Yeah. I was thinking about that. I'm like, does Erica know she committed to like a 2-year project? I mean, granted, it's only like once a month recording, and you don't have to do any of the editing or any of that extra stuff. It'll be all on me. But even so, that's still like 2 years that we're just like, all right, fuck it, let's do it.
You did. I feel very confident in our friendship that will last 2 more years at least.
I mean, we've been friends. I mean, we've been texting pretty much like basically at least weekly for the last like 3 or 4 years now.
Oh yeah.
So it's been a while.
It's been a while.
The reason why I also wanted to have you on is because you, as an experienced podcaster, it would be really fun. It'd be fun. It's an excuse for us to actually get to chat once a month, because we don't really ever like really talk other than text every once in a while. So that was the other big reason. But I'm very excited because I'm this crazy diehard Bond fan, and I know you enjoyed the movies, but I'm looking forward to kind of having this like dichotomy of someone who's a little unhealthily in love with this series and someone who's a little bit more measured in their taste for it. Now, I wanted to ask you, before I wanted to ask you this question, let's kind of go over some of the ideas that we had for this show, something that we're going to do each episode, different segments, if you will.
Yes, yes.
Now, you texted me the other day, or was it earlier today, about a segment idea you had. What was it again?
It's called the Bond Booty Tally.
The Bond Booty Tally.
Yeah.
And describe it for the listeners here. What is the Bond Booty Tally?
Well, number one, it's a great name. Number two, in layman's terms, it's how many pipes James Bond lays each film. And I'm going to keep a tally. And then when we're at the very end of this, 2 years from now. So committing with us, me, you, our fun little listeners on the Patreon, you're committed to 2 years. And by the end of this, you're going to know exactly how many on film James Bond has slapped.
How many? Well, he slapped now, a lot of women in these films, let's be honest.
Yeah, I already have the tally for Dr. No.
I do too. I don't want to say it yet. I want to wait to see if we counted the same. That would actually be kind of fun. Like, as we go through the movie, we'll like point out when you think a booty tally occurs. And I'm pretty sure we're going to have the same ones. I think it's pretty obvious in this one. But we'll see as it goes along. The other segment ideas we have the Bond boy segment. You know, there's always Bond girls in all these movies. Well, we're going to find the Bond boy. Who's the most fuckable guy that's not James Bond in these movies? And we're going to figure out which one for each movie. And it doesn't have to be a speaking role. It could be just some guy in the background. I can tell you now, it's not Pussfeller. He's not mine.
Oh, no.
I'm just saying.
This was a tough one. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I think I actually found the one I want, but we'll get to it. We'll when the scenes come up, we'll just shout out our different ones.
Mine is so early on, it's not even funny. Mine's super early on. I'm actually going to, while you're talking, I'm starting my movie over, and I'm going to tell you the exact moment he pops on the screen, because it's like fucking early. Because I've seen this a couple of times. And when you told me about this segment, I'm like, I have no idea who I'm going to pick. The three blind guys in the intro, like, who am I going to pick? Because genuinely, Sean Connery is the most attractive man in this movie.
100%.
So I had to really, really watch this movie. And that's no offense to the people that, you know, background characters, that they're just, you know, not my flavor of tea, you know? You have Sean Connery. It's kind of hard to see beyond that sun. It's just, he eclipses everybody.
And Sean Connery is such an interesting actor for this too, because he's I've heard so such a mixture of stories. Like you hear like, you know, he was on that Barbara Walters interview in like the 80s where he's like, it's okay to hit a woman. And then other times, like, you'll hear stories of actresses who've worked with him and he's nothing but the kindest, sweetest person.
That's always interesting when that gets brought up.
I know, right? Well, I don't have any issue calling out the problematic stuff in the movies. I still love the movies, but, you know, as I've talked to you before about some, like, I remember before we watched Goldfinger, before you watched Goldfinger and Thunderball, I was like, there's some rapey scenes in here. Like,
yeah, you did warn me about that. These two. A little uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah, and even, like, we'll get to it when we, I'm not going to go into detail now, we'll get to those scenes when we get to those movies, but the other segment that we had, and, you know, maybe we'll find some more segments as we go through the show, but the last segment I had was alternative Bond girl names. So, you know, Honey Rider is the Bond girl in this movie, and when we get to her introduction, we will unveil our alternative Bond girl names for them.
Starting off,
you know, there weren't many double entendres until actually you said Moonraker was your next one. The Bond girl's name in that one is Dr. Holly Goodhead.
That there's nothing nonchalant about that. There is nothing. That is fully blatant. That's like calling her Donna Gets on Her Knees. Like, what is that?
I love that name. Donna Gets on Her Knees.
That's literally the first thing that popped into my mind. I don't know why. It says a lot more about my brain than anything else, I think.
No.
Me and Ian Fleming.
You're not. Thank God you're nothing like Ian Fleming. I love his books. I shouldn't say that. I haven't read all the books. But, you know, I love the character he created and the world he kind of created. But that man, you're going to find out as we go through these movies, a lot of the villains and questionable people are either not always people of color, but a lot of times they're queer in some way, shape or form. Like, they're gay or they're queer or something along those lines. Like, Ian Fleming had a real problem with, like, gay people, and it's apparently even worse in the books than it is in the movies. So we'll call that out, of course. Like, it's not good.
I mean, it's not surprising considering, but I had no idea that he was like that, and I never actually, because I maybe have only seen like a handful of these. Oh wait, hold on, I am at
the scene for the Bond boy.
6 minutes, 6.5 minutes in, and I found my Bond boy.
I will look it up while I'm speaking as well, just to make sure that I.
To be exact, it's 6 minutes and 42 seconds into this film.
Six. All right, good to know. So that we know, we'll get to that in a moment. So before we fully dive into the movie, let's kind of just recap real quick the segments we're going to be going over. You have the Bond boy for the most fuckable male character, speaking or otherwise, in the movie. Alternative Bond girl names, and then of course the Bond booty tally. So let's go head first, no pun intended, with after that Holly Goodhead one.
Oh my god,
it gets worse. GoldenEye has one that, like, it took me a while to get to. Xenia on a top.
One's
a little more subtle, but it's still like, yeah. And actually, you know, we'll get to it. Okay, let's talk the movie first. Let's dive right into the movie. Some quick hits on just like the, you know, cast and crew for this. Obviously, Sean Connery is James Bond. Bernard Lee is M. M is James Bond's boss, and he is the M for the vast majority of the first half of Bond's tenure. It's pretty much Bernard Lee for, like, up until like the late stage Roger Moore. And then the villain Dr. No is played by Joseph Weissman, and the Bond girl Honey Rider is played by Ursula Andress. It was directed by Terrence Young, and it came out in 1962. Now, Terrence Young was not the first, choice for director. They actually reached out to some other guys named Guy Green. I don't know much about all these other directors, mind you, but Guy Green, Ken Hughes. The one big one, though, is Guy Hamilton. Now, all these people decided to not take the role before, or not, sorry, not take the job before Terrence Young did. And Guy Hamilton ended up going on to direct 4 Bond movies, including Goldfinger.
Oh.
but he just did not do the first one for some reason or another. Terrence Young is probably one of the most important people in the James Bond, in James Bond history. Not only because he's the first director, he worked painstakingly with Sean Connery to figure out who Bond was, because apparently Ian Fleming did not want Connery to be Bond because he was too brutish, and so Terrence Young worked with Connery meticulously to give him a sense of class and style and just the whole vibe that you get from Bond.
Yeah,
that really was formed with Terrence Young, so that's why he's so important in there. And one last fun fact before we start with the movie and the rest of the fun facts, I'll either put in at the end or sprinkle them in as we go through the story. Cary Grant was originally considered for the role for this, but he would only have done one movie, so they ended up not going with him. They also offered it to Roger Moore, but he was locked into a TV show contract with The Saint, which that whole thing ends up being a theme with Bond actors. They get locked in, they can't take a role initially because they're locked into a TV contract. We'll get to that much later in the series. So Dr. No, it kicks off, the movie begins with the opening credits, and I will say this, opening credits have improved a lot.
Yeah, they're very interesting. They're very 62. It screams 1962. Yeah,
very simple. And the guy who does those, Maurice Binder, he ends up doing the opening credit scenes for a lot, like the cinematics that you see in those opening credits moments for a lot of the Bond films. I don't know exactly when he stops. I'll have to look that up. But he did it for this one at the very least. And oh my gosh, I'm losing track of my notes here. The opening song on this, the Bond song, for lack of a better term, is the original Bond theme, which this song is wild, man. It was composed by Monty Norman and arranged by John Barry. So the original song, the melody, that bum ba dum bum 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 bum, was from a musical.
Sorry.
No, you're good. It's from a musical called The House of Mr. Beeswax.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's, the lyrics are wild. It was I only got these lyrics from the James Bonding podcast I mentioned before, so they could have misremembered or misquoted it, but it was something like, I was born with this unlucky sneeze. I'm dead serious. It's like being born under a bad sign is what the whole original song was about.
Sounds like the song theme of my life. Okay, I like it. Let's keep going.
So they took that melody, and then John Barry arranged it to kind of add the big brass and the guitar. And I think Vic Flick was the guitarist who played in the original James Bond recording.
Vic Flick?
And yeah, Vic Flick.
Wow. Vic Flick. Can you just imagine just rolling in and be like, oh, who's that guy? That's Vic Flick. It's fucking Vic
Flick. He's still alive. His full name is Victor Harold Flick.
No, it's Vic Flick. He has a name that is just fully said at all times. Vic Flick. You don't just say, hey, that's Vic. No, that's Vic Flick.